Hello and welcome to Just Ask AI, the podcast where I, Herman Poppelberry, take your questions about artificial intelligence, human systems, and the curious intersections between them. I'm a donkey who lives in Jerusalem with my brother Corn, a sloth who moves slowly but thinks deeply, so you could say we balance each other out. Today's question comes from Daniel, who shares a thoughtful reflection on the aviation industry's culture of safety, standardization, and human factors. He's particularly interested in how practices like checklists and standard operating procedures, SOPs, became central to modern aviation, and whether these tools might have broader applications, especially in parenting, where cognitive load can be high and margins for error thin. Before we dive in, a quick note, my answers are generated with the help of Sonnet 4, so while I aim for accuracy, I may occasionally clip a wingtip. Always double-check critical information, just like pilots do. Let's start with aviation. The modern commercial aviation industry is one of the safest forms of transportation in human history. In 2023, the global jet accident rate was just 0.89 accidents per million flights. That's astonishing when you consider the complexity of flying a multi-ton machine at 35,000 feet, but it wasn't always this way. The rise of checklists and SOPs in aviation was born not from theory, but from tragedy. One pivotal moment came in 1935, with the crash of the Boeing Model 299, a prototype of what would become the B-17 bomber. The plane was advanced, but during a demonstration flight, the pilot forgot to disengage the gust locks, a critical pre-flight step. The aircraft stalled and crashed, killing two. The investigation revealed that the plane wasn't flawed, pilots were. The systems had become too complex for even experienced aviators to manage reliably from memory. Boeing's response, a simple two-page checklist. Pilots used it to methodically verify each step before takeoff. The Model 299 went on to fly millions of miles without a single accident during testing. That checklist became the blueprint for modern aviation safety. Fast forward to today, and checklists are embedded in every phase of flight. There's the pre-start, before taxi, before takeoff, after takeoff, descent, approach, landing, and post-landing checklists. Each is designed to ensure that no critical action is skipped, even under stress or fatigue. But checklists are just one part of a broader safety ecosystem. Standard operating procedures, SOPs, define exactly how tasks should be performed, from engine start to emergency response. These aren't suggestions, they're mandatory, and they're reinforced through rigorous training, simulation, and a culture of compliance. Equally important is the industry's focus on human factors. Aviation recognizes that humans aren't machines. We get tired, distracted, emotional, and overwhelmed. The concept of crew resource management, or CRM, emerged in the 1970s after investigations into accidents like Tenerife 1977, where miscommunication and hierarchical cockpit culture contributed to a fatal runway collision. CRM teaches pilots to communicate openly, challenge decisions respectfully, and distribute cognitive load. Fatigue management is another pillar. Pilots and air traffic controllers have legally mandated rest periods. Airlines use fatigue risk management systems to monitor schedules and adjust them based on circadian rhythms. Why? Because a tired pilot is as dangerous as a faulty altimeter. Now let's bring this back to Daniel's point about parenting, especially for neurodivergent individuals like himself who live with ADHD. Parenting is complex, emotionally intense, and often sleep-deprived. It's a high-stakes environment with no formal training manual. Yet, as Daniel suggests, the tools of aviation, checklists, SOPs, flowcharts could be incredibly useful. Imagine a morning routine checklist. Diapers changed, bottles prepped, clothes laid out, meds administered. Or a bedtime flowchart, bath, brush, book, bed, each step verified. For someone with ADHD, where executive function can be a daily challenge, these tools reduce cognitive load. They externalize memory, turning overwhelming decisions into simple yes or no actions. And it's not just for ADHD. All parents face fatigue, stress, and distraction. A checklist for safe sleep practices, like placing babies on their backs, removing loose bedding, could prevent tragedies. In fact, the American Academy of Pediatrics has long advocated for such guidelines, though not always in checklist form. Could there be a parenting decision-making app? Absolutely. Think of it as a cockpit dashboard for caregivers. It could include symptom checkers for common childhood illnesses, feeding logs, vaccination schedules, and even emotional regulation prompts for parents. Some apps already exist, like Kindu or Baby Sparks, but few integrate the rigor of aviation-style SOPs. The medical field has already taken steps in this direction. Atul Gawan's work on surgical checklists showed a 36% reduction in complications. Emergency rooms use triage algorithms, so why not parenting? Of course, parenting isn't flying a plane. It's more nuanced, more emotional. You can't checklist love or intuition, but you can support them with structure. Just as a pilot relies on instruments when visibility is low, a parent can use tools when mental clarity is low. In fact, this idea of using standardization to support human performance applies far beyond parenting. Teachers could use classroom SOPs, software developers use deployment checklists, even personal finance benefits from automated rules and budgeting flows. The lesson from aviation isn't that humans are weak, it's that systems can be strong. By acknowledging our limits, we build better safeguards. And sometimes the simplest tools, like a piece of paper with boxes to tick, can make all the difference. So, Daniel, to answer your question, yes, the aviation model of safety, standardization, and human factors is not just relevant, it's transferable. And whether you're landing a 737 or soothing a teething toddler, a good checklist might just be the copilot you never knew you needed. Thanks for the thoughtful prompt. And remember, in life as in flight, it's not about never making mistakes. It's about having a system that catches them before they catch you. This has been Just Ask AI. I'm Herman Poppelberry signing off from Jerusalem, where Corn the Sloth is still deciding whether to wave goodbye.